The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by Oracle. AI may be the most important new computer technology ever. Do more and spend less like some of the world's most successful companies. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/LinkedIn Podcast Network.
LinkedIn presents.
Welcome to the Brown Table Talk. I am DC Marshall, founder and CEO of Diverse and Engaged, and a Wall Street alum, top WB CEO, and LinkedIn top voice, along with my co-host, Mita. Hey there, Mita.
Hey, Dee. I'm Mita Malik. I'm a business leader, a DE&I champion, and most importantly, a working mother.
And Mita and I started Brown Table Talk as a place to spill the tea on all the hard truths women of color face in the workplace. From my perspective as a Black woman, and for Mita, her view as a South Asian woman, at our table, we unpack it all. We don't leave any juicy details out. And then we provide you with tips you need on not just how to survive, but how do you thrive in organizations? And so I want to just share this before we get started. Because Mita and I earned and worked really hard for this platform, and we thank you so much for listening and tuning in and amplifying our voices, but we want to lift up as many women of color as possible, including founders. And if you follow Mita online, you know that she contributes or writes for Harvard Business Review and contributes to all of the major business pubs, but she's also really good at tracking all things people of color and all dimensions of diversity. And so she's always plugged into who's doing what, when, where, why, and how as it pertains to people of color. And so, Mita, who do you want to shout out today?
Today, I want to shout out Here Here Market. That's H-E-R-E-H-E-R-E. And just a disclaimer, anyone listening who thinks Dee and I got paid to do this, we did not. Dee and I are just on a mission to lift as many women of color as possible. And the founder journey is a really hard one. And so Dee, Here Here Market, one of the co-founders, Disha, started this online marketplace to offer artisanal food offerings. What it does is it supports local culinary talent. And so when I recently got together with family that I hadn't seen because of the pandemic, we got a bunch of their desserts and snacks. And so they're curated boxes. You can participate in them together. You can give them as gifts. And it's just really yummy. I'll got to get you a box, Dee. Check out Here Here Market.
Awesome. Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Thanks for sharing, Mita. All right. So for today's episode, what are we talking about? Why don't you share with our listeners?
You just said it, actually, my friend. We aren't lucky. We earned it. We earned it. And so Dee and I, actually, we're about to start talking about this at dinner one night. And Dee has been great. She's like, no, let's save it for the podcast because we think other people would want to listen in on this conversation. So we know you're going to love this. We're going to talk about it, unpack it, and then, of course, share our tips at the end, both for women of color and for allies.
Awesome. You know, I think I'm hearing a rap lyric in my head about we're not lucky, we earned it. Isn't that, there's a hip-hop lyric. Oh, no, we're not lucky, we're blessed, stressed. Is that like Nicki Minaj or something like that? I think so.
Maybe. I'll have to Google it.
But I think about that. And then I also think about something I heard recently, but I'll save it. Do you have a story around this that you want to share?
Yeah, I have a story. I have our story, actually. So you all know Dee and I self-funded this podcast a year ago. We had this vision for a while to do the podcast, but finally it took the pandemic to do it, and we did it. And then LinkedIn came calling, right? LinkedIn came calling last year under embargo, under wraps, that they were going to start a LinkedIn podcast network. And we had a number of conversations, a big shout out to, there's too many people to name, but Mike and Jesse and Sarah and David and Callie, you all know who you are, who brought us into the network. And so Dee, we talked about this. It's been really interesting. So there's a camp of individuals who will say, oh my God, we're so excited for you. We love the show. So great to see you and Dee have this platform on stage. you have so many important things to say. And then Dee, there's the other camp and the texts I've sent you, which is like, wow, you're so lucky. Why did LinkedIn choose you all to be a part of the podcast network? How did that happen? Huh? Really? How many shows? You're one of them? And so it's that bit of shade, right? It's the backhanded compliment. Sometimes there's a congratulations. Sometimes it's not. It's just the word, you're so lucky. And I'm tired of being told I'm lucky because we have worked hard for a lot of things in our life. It wasn't just luck. There was no fairy godmother who showed up with a, I always say, with the wand who said, here you go.
Yeah. And so I think you get a lot more comments than I do, or I would say queries of people like, oh, you're so lucky. And how'd you do it? Because I think a lot of people are in your inbox because they want to borrow your genius, my friend. You're a genius and they want to borrow not just the energy, but the genius. They want to borrow strategy. They want to borrow the strategy. How did she do that? I also think part of that is seeing when women of color rise or when women of color win, that somehow there had to be an exception to a rule and it was luck versus earned, and versus the fact that, no, you have a powerful brand, my friend. You are a LinkedIn top voice, my friend. You write for Harvard Business Review. You contribute to all of the majors. So it's not luck. It's earned, right? You earned it. And I think that was a conversation at dinner. It's like, dude, friend, you earned this. So this was really just a culmination. It's almost like a championship of a season, right? Because you have been writing and producing for some time. I have been doing the work that I do. And so that lucky, I think from some folks, it's shade. And from others, it's just casual. They don't know what to say, or they don't really know. And so I think it's some of that. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I think, listen, here at the Brown Table Talk, Dee and I are here to share our experiences, our vantage point, context from the view as women of color. We don't speak for all women of color. We know it resonates a lot of what we say. But what I will think about and pause is that, do white men get that? When the white man gets the promotion, do we say that it was luck? You know, I can tell you for the times that I've been promoted, a time that I got a really big industry award, the congratulations was buried. It was the, wow, you're lucky. You were featured with Jessica Alba, top 50, whatever, whatever. And it's like, really? That's the first? I earned it. I worked really hard. This just didn't show up magically.
Yeah.
And so I love what you say with the exception to the, that we're the exception to the rule, because guess what? There are not enough of us. There are not enough of us doing this, because it's about access and opportunity. It's about access and opportunity, as you have taught me.
Yeah. And while we're here, before I forget, I want to shout out Sarah and Xander. So we do have an amazing... Yes. I should say community over at LinkedIn as a result of this amazing opportunity. I feel super, even though I'll say the word, I feel blessed, but I also think that's opportunity and readiness, preparedness, and value, right? No ego, but I think, you know, the work that we both do contributed to, I think, us being a high value opportunity or high value proposition. If you look at from the outside, just the voice and the work that we do, although our podcast is really just our conversations. Like we're not even really here. We're not here as experts, right? We're not even here as experts. We're just here as girlfriends having a conversation. But I had to share that. But you notice how I anchored back on earning it and our receipts and credentials. As a Black woman, you know why I do that? Because we're always reduced and diminished and like, oh, it's lucky, it's luck. Or you know what I get, Mita? I get like I'm super connected, right? Oh. So somehow we were able to, or I'm able to walk through doors as a result of being connected. Now, in some instances, yes. But when it's only associated with luck or relationship and not, oh, well-deserved, or you've done the work, or you have a powerful voice, then I think that's where there's a little bit of the shade from the nays and the challenging, rather than just saying, you know what? Applause, well deserved, you earned it. And that should be what's in your email. Like, congratulations, wow, that is big. You, Mita, and D, top 10, LinkedIn launched their podcast network. You know what I love about LinkedIn? And I never said this before, this is not paid advertisement, but what I really thought about is, because somebody asked me this the other day, I really just feel like while they have a team over there building a vertical, I feel like the decision was they have leaders over there who just plugged into what they were naturally drawn to.
Yep.
And that they naturally like. Shout out to Jesse. Come on, Hello Monday. For the first couple like conversations with Jesse, I'm like, Jesse is, she's it. She's our ally because she loves the show. Right? We would talk about
it. She genuinely loved. So
even though this is a business and a vertical, right? A business vertical, there's a team over there working from a business perspective. They have people. And certainly I can't speak for how, but I really felt like it's they were leaning into what they were interested in. And that's how we got here. But for the people in your inbox and even in my inbox, like, wow, you're so lucky how that happened. How about, are you following my LinkedIn page? Meaning, and I'm talking about you, right? So the people in your box, are they following your page? Because if they follow your page, they would see, oh, you know what? Well-deserved. I could see the connecting of the dots. Even though you may not have planned this meetup, like Mita, congratulations. That's amazing. I don't know how this happened. Even if I was genuinely interested in Mita, you know, how in the world did you get a podcast? First, it's acknowledging, you know what, Mita, you're a boss, you're an executive, and I've been following you for some time, and I could see how this could happen. I follow you. I appreciate what you have to share. You have a very unique lens. And so congratulations to you. What's happening is, it's all of the naysayers that are in your box right now, they're trying to figure out how they can get on. Now they're asking you, even the toxic people that you once worked with, Mita, are in your box wondering, I'd love to pick your brain. I'd love to understand how that happened. They're probably thinking, oh, you have a relationship over there at LinkedIn. And all they had to say is well-deserved.
Yeah, we're all about helping people. I will help. If I have time, I will help. But when you start with the shade that you're lucky, you close the door, my friend, because I earned it.
The LinkedIn Podcast Network is sponsored by TIAA. In the last 100 years, we've seen financial markets swing, new currencies come and go, decades of savings lost in days, all showing that a retirement plan without a guarantee, quite simply, isn't enough. So more than a retirement plan, TIAA makes you a retirement promise. A promise of a guaranteed retirement paycheck for life. A promise that pays off. Learn more at TIAA.org/promisespayoff.
Hi, I'm Jonathan Fields. Tune into my podcast for conversations about the sweet spot between work, meaning, and joy. And also listen to other people's questions about how to get the most out of that thing we call work. Check out Spark wherever you enjoy podcasts.
So Dee, apart from the podcast, this theme of being lucky versus I earned it, I think is a theme that a lot of women of color can relate to throughout their career. You know, a few years ago, I was asked to meet with a white woman who I tangentially knew, and someone asked me to take the meeting. I took it with her, someone external, 30 minutes, and she said to me, wow, you're so lucky to write for Harvard Business Review. You know, I have a lot of ideas on writing. I just don't have the time. Like, wow, you have the time to do that? You're so lucky. You're so lucky. And I was just like, oh, the whole conversation, I felt gaslit, right? And then it's this whole, like, I'm lucky. Do you know, and Dee, I don't talk about this a lot, it is hard to get published in Harvard Business Review. I have been rejected for years, right? And so what people don't know about me is I've been writing ever since I could write. This is years of work. Like, I have written, as you know, Dee was my coach. When Dee was my coach, she said to me, she was the first one who said to me, because in my 20s, I had written a ton. And then I decided I was going to go to grad school and put that sort of, you know, dream aside. And when I was working with Dee, she said to me, you have a voice that needs to be heard. Start writing articles on LinkedIn. So this was like back in 2017, I had started again, really putting my voice out there. So then for someone to show up in this meeting where I'm supposed to be helping and providing advice and gaslighting me on like, how do you get published in all these publications? I'm like, what? And then you start to have self-doubt because you're like, oh, maybe I am lucky. Maybe I didn't earn it. And this is the stuff that happens in workplaces, right? Because if it happens enough times, you have to be really strong. And we're strong, but sometimes it chips away at you.
Yeah. And again, I just think it's horrible, the word, the language, the framing, and the perception and expectation that others have of women of color, because that's a response. And we always use the benchmark of, to your point, would you say that to a white male? No, not luck. So I think it's a matter for leaders and allies who are listening here to just really be thoughtful and intentional about your words, to be really clear about the words that are reducing, minimizing, contributing to workplace microaggressions, that are contributing to the workplace not being a place of inclusive culture that really amplifies or holds up and respects and values, you know, women of color. Because this is an example of not being valued, right? So if you were wondering, what does value mean to women of color? It's the value of genius, thought leadership, ideas, and how that plays out is language like luck or diverse hire. We've talked about that in season one. But for that white woman, you know, I'm going to give even another angle. I think, again, that's microaggressive, I'm going to say, behavior. But for others, I'm going to say it's a blind spot. You haven't done your work. So I do a lot of coaching. We have a team now. I don't do as much executive coaching for high level, high ranking and high profile women, all women, but it's a blind spot. It's what it says to me is it could be a racist comment or microaggressive discourse, but what it could be is a blind spot, and how you could resolve it is begin the journey of more self-awareness, right? Leadership Absolutely. Development, but it's also cultural competence to notice your language and your bias, your internal Yes. bias of how if white male is top LinkedIn, top voice or LinkedIn, you know, podcast network or aspires to anything really great from a recognition, an award, well-deserved, right? Well-deserved is the response, but luck should never be the language when you are talking to anyone, but definitely women of color, because you're contributing to the problem and not to the solution. It's not luck. Say well-deserved. She earned it. She's a boss. She's the top of her class. Say that. She's the best of the best. So when you're in the box, best of the best. Mita, you're the best of the best.
Write it down. Allies listening.
Right. And I'm going to tell you the other thing that she said, what I caught from that conversation and what her response, she made it as if it's easy to get to Harvard Business Review and that she didn't Yes. get it because she didn't have time. Ma'am, stop. What we're not going to do is lies. Okay. Lies. And no. The word of the Lord says, do not think of yourself more highly as you than you ought. Okay. And so what she was essentially saying is that, the only reason, did you catch that? The only reason she didn't do it is because she don't have time. You caught that? Like, yeah. Really, ma'am?
I was like,
really,
what?
Stop playing. Seriously? Stop. And so I want to acknowledge you, friend, when, you know, it is a big deal and such a rich accomplishment and well-deserved for you to have aspired to the level that you are in corporate America as an executive, but also to have built a brand and to partner for other brands to want to partner with you. And for you to be the one behind thought leadership in one of the most credible sources, Harvard Business Review. So let's just put this into perspective and then you could bring us back. And this is a sidebar. For those of you who are reading and researching Harvard Business Review, where do they get their thought leadership? They get it from the best of the best because HBR is one of the best of the best. And so who's fueling and sourcing that? None other than my co-host here, Mita Malik. So let's not dismiss that, reduce it. Let's be clear of, you know, just the value. And let's not pretend that is easy to do. And the reason, right, this, I'm going to say a false equivalency, right? That you could just do it if you have time. No. Stop right here. What we're going to do? Stop right here.
Yes.
And so, yeah. So what were you going to say? Because I do have another.
I so appreciate you. I think what you always say is like, we show up glossy, bossy, saucy.
That's right.
You don't know all the work that's gone behind it. It wasn't like this that it just happened. It didn't, right? And so is minimizing the process and the work that it took to get where we are, right? We earned it.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see all the failures necessarily, all the rejections, although Dee and I think do a nice job. We try to be open and I talk a lot about my rejections. I've been rejected a lot. Doesn't stop us. And so I ask you to think about that too, especially what you just said, the time piece, right? Oh, but if I had the time, it's like, oh, I had the time. I was up till 2 a.m. on Saturday nights after my kids were in bed, trying to pitch HBR, trying to pitch Washington Post, trying to pitch New York, anybody who would read my writing for years. And then finally it happened.
But again, the highlight is this is not about her having time or you all having time. Let's be clear. It's not that. Don't draw these connections and false equivalencies. And I'm not even going to bring up, because I let you lead with your stories, but how the corporate Karen wanted then for you to give her the hookup at Harvard Business Review, or how they show up in your box. They want to partner with you. I'm sorry. I'm not telling your story. I wait for you to tell us how they want to partner with you, or they want your connection, right? Or I'm sure there's a woman listening right now of where you wrote something and it was taken on as your, as you know what, let me come out of that, because it's not going to go well. But I hold the receipts to some of the other stories about the corporate Karens. Yes. And unfortunately, but we are here to help us all do better and be better, right?
Well, we are. Absolutely. Dee, what was your other thought? You had another thought.
About it's not magic. You earned it. And you know whose quote that is? I was on a call a couple weeks ago. There's a super bad all day community of Black women, Win with Black Women. And Senator Cory Booker was so gracious to grace us with his presence. And he ended with, similarly to his words to the Honorable Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, he said, it's not magic. He said, you earned it. So he squashed Black Girl Magic. It is not magic. You earned it. Isn't that powerful that he just lifted us up?
It's so powerful. And in a future episode, as we head over to tips, I want to talk about Black Girl Magic because our community has been asking about that. Yeah. So more on that in the future. But as we go into tips, I think allies, listen up. For women of color, whether it's the promotion, the award, the recognition, the high-profile project, the byline. Honey, it was magic. She earned it. There's no luck. There's no wand. There's no sprinkle dust. Mm-mm. Earned it.
All right, Mita. So why don't you take us over to tips, because we could stay here forever. So what are our tips for our allies?
So Dee, for allies, three tips. I'm going to do one and two and let you take us home with three. So we talked a lot about this today in our episode. Why are we using the language of luck, magic? There's no wand. There's no sprinkle fairy dust. Why does luck come into play? Stop using the language of luck. Number two, really self-reflect on this. Why are you surprised when women of color succeed? Ask yourself, what's surprising about the success? What's surprising about, let's say, Brown Table Talk being part of the LinkedIn podcast network or any of the examples we used? Why does it surprise you? And check yourself and do that work. Dee, take us home with three.
Yep. And number three, just stick with congratulations. That's it. Congratulations. If you have to add more, well-deserved. That's it. Because we earned it. We've earned it. We are qualified. We are worthy. And it's not magic. It's not magic. And I'm going to say this last part before we close out for our allies here, for leaders here. If you're feeling awkward, uncomfortable, stay here. stay here with us, stay tuned in, and use this as an opportunity to learn, to grow, to do better, and to be better. Mita?
Stay tuned, call Diverse and Engaged for help, and get a post-it and just write down congratulations. Just write it down. D-drop the mic. Write it down. That's all you have to say. Thank you so much. We love you. We love our community. If you have enjoyed today's conversation, please pass it on to another woman of color in your life who's looking for community and conversation, and to all the allies. Stay in the uncomfortable space. Thank you for being here with us. And we're all on a mission to do better and be better. And we will see you next time.
Side effects of listening to Brown Table Talk may include allies unleashed, getting paid more, and a dose of badassery all the way around. More at www.browntabletalkpodcast.com.